Chairperson, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I would like to begin by saying that Nigeria aligns with the statement delivered by the representative by the Republic of the Congo on behalf of the African group. My delegation acknowledges the pivotal platform presented by the 75th session of the Executive Committee to assess our collective progress in ensuring protection and providing assistance to people of concern to UNHCR. Nigeria takes this opportunity to reaffirm commitment to the 1951 Convention and urges member states to uphold their respective obligations while adapting collective strategies to address current realities. On this call, we call for deeper cooperation with regional organizations such as the African Union and the Economic Community of West African States to tackle the root causes of displacement, particularly conflict, economic instability, and environmental degradation. As we commemorate the 10th anniversary of the I Belong campaign to end statelessness, I must restate Nigeria's demonstrated commitment to champion this cause by putting in place a national action plan that speaks to exemplary leadership towards this noble initiative. I am therefore pleased to announce that in fulfillment of the pledge made in 2019, Nigeria established a statelessness status determination procedure. It is in line with this commitment that Nigeria joined member states and other stakeholders on the renewed effort and commenced the launch of the Global Alliance to End Statelessness. Climate change challenges, including flooding, drought, shrinking of the Lake Chad, as well as violent conflicts and worsened insecurity, among others, have engendered displacements in the country. Indeed, Nigeria accounts for 3.6 million IDPs living in camps, in the various camps in the country, and about 2.9 million in host communities, aside from hosting 108,000 asylum seekers and refugees from 47 countries. To address this development, therefore, we have put in place favorable asylum and IDP policies, as well as national action plans and appropriate legislative frameworks that guarantee inclusion of persons of concern in humanitarian responses in fulfillment of the objectives of the Global Compact on Refugees and consistent with the Renew Hope agenda of our visionary president, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, GCFR. In line with the Global Compact on Refugees, we underscore the need for sustained development investments in host communities and the implementation of refugee-inclusive national policies, and take this auspicious opportunity to call on partners in the spirit of equitable burden and responsibility sharing to increase support for regional and national solutions for IDPs and refugees, while reinforcing local systems of resilience and rehabilitation in host countries. Since the Global Refugee Forum held in 2023, Nigeria has made robust effort to implement these pledges by ensuring that refugees have access to basic services such as healthcare, education, and legal documentation. Additional efforts have also been initiated to empower refugees by providing land for agricultural activities and ensuring their economic inclusion. Our educational support programs are designed to integrate displaced children into formal education system by reducing barriers to enrollment and improve school infrastructure in host communities. Similar to other countries, Nigeria has remained resolute in addressing the challenges of displacement in the face of heightened humanitarian needs within and beyond our borders. Nigeria continues to witness a steady flow of refugees from neighboring countries and is strictly committed to providing access to our territory and promote equal rights of refugees. This is achievable through through comprehensive registration exercise to provide ID cards for refugees and strengthen our database on persons of concern to UNHCR, particularly their inclusion in the National Social Register. Nigeria promotes local integration and voluntary repatriation of our refugees while advancing return and resettlement strategies, as well as community-based reintegration program on a sustainable basis. While voluntary repatriation remains the most preferred durable solutions for refugees, Nigeria, through its tripartite agreement with the Republic of Cameroon and UNHCR, has facilitated voluntary returns of Nigerian refugees in an orderly, safe, and dignified manner. In 2024, Nigeria facilitated the voluntary return of 18 Ivorian refugees and is working with relevant partners to obtain resident permits for 36 former refugees to advance progress made on the cessation of refugee status. Chairperson, in August 2024, Nigeria commemorated the World Humanitarian Day in recognition of the increasing threats to the safety and security of humanitarian aid workers and facilities. This is to spotlight the need to ensure protection of humanitarian workers and civilians and demand accountability for violations of international humanitarian law. We join others to mourn the lives of all humanitarian workers lost in line of duty. While Nigeria appreciates the collaborative efforts with partners, the scale of displacement and crisis in our country requires comprehensive and sustained support. On this call, we will continue to see collaboration between national governments, international partners, and the private sector to promote development-oriented solutions. Nigeria values UNHCR as a reliable and dependable partner, and will continue to support the work of the organization. I thank you.